today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300
872911. I've been wanting to get to this for a few days. Actually, this came out last Saturday in the Cairns Post. And it reads here that severe gridlock on the Cook Highway has been blamed on wet weather. But motorists who travel to and from Cairns say drives take upwards of 3 hours a day and they've become unbearable. Now, it goes on to say the Cairns Post reported on Thursday night, which last Thursday night, the traffic had been held up 4 hours along the highway heading north towards Smithfield. Member for Barron River, Craig Crawford, said he had heard from Main Roads that the recent traffic delays had been a result of the heavy rainfall that had fallen across the region during the week. Had it what? Anyway, it goes on to say further in the article, many who posted comments on the Cairns Post story said the congestion had been an ongoing issue from work on the Smithfield bypass. I won't go on with all the details, but there is, here's a quote. Thursday night, it was bumper to bumper all the way back from Cairns High. It was two lanes open and I didn't see any closures. I was just in the left lane and stuck at a crawl all the way past the airport. It goes on and on about the delays. And people know on the northern beaches know exactly what we're talking about here. But I've got the member and said, oh, here we go. He used to be emergency services. Now listen to what Craig Crawford represents, what he's up to. Member for Barron River. Minister for Seniors and Disability Services. He's also the Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships, and he's available on the line. Hello, Craig.
G'day, John. I've got a pretty big door, mate. I've got a lot of stuff to write on it.
Exactly, and you're obviously very busy too, because we've after you for a few days, but I'm glad we're available to talk about this now. Specifically with the problems we had with the rain last week, how bad was it on the northern beaches?
Yeah, look, you know, it was obviously a lot of things sort of come in at the same time. So, you know, anywhere where you've got roadworks, there's always going to be, you know, there's always going to be, you know, some delays and that sort of thing happening, you know, with different speed limits and works happening. And then you throw over the top of that torrential rainfall that just went for days and days and days and days and days. You know, and all across Cairns we had, you know, issues with potholes and a range of things. So it was kind of a perfect storm. So I very much appreciate that. You know, all those things come together and, you know, and people trying to get not only into town but get out of town to the beaches were caught in that. I checked up with Main Roads to find out whether there'd been any signalising change done by the contractors at the lights there. There wasn't. And Main Roads, they were reporting to me that, you know, from what they could see on their cameras and that it was just people taking that little bit of extra time, the hesitation through the lights, also through the Smithfield roundabout, and everybody, you know, trying to sort of get there. So, it was a perfect storm, but very much appreciate that it would have been very annoying for people.
Yeah, let's get an update on, we've got Caravonica roundabout. We haven't spoken about that for a long time. I presume there's been changes. I haven't been through for a while. Of course, the bypass itself, what's the belief about how effective it's going to be? Here's a quote from this article. It's Jacinta Grandison who said she was sceptical that completion of the bypass project would have any impact on traffic. She said, quote, it's those traffic lights. It goes green. Let's 10 cars through. And then, she said, then you've got to let the cars through from Smithfield and Caravonica. Once the bypass is done, you'll just be giving way two more. And at the moment, the intersection is pretty much open. It's two lanes. Can you expand on all of this?
Yeah, look, you know, what we're seeing at the moment is still a temporary structure. So as people will be driving, those that come down the bypass, we've got to remember we've got a three-legged intersection at the moment, which will become a four-legged intersection. So that fourth leg is obviously not open, which is going to be the bypass. Now, if you're travelling to Cairns, everybody coming down the bypass has a green light to Cairns all the time,
right.
Constantly green.
Right.
So that's that one. And there'll be two turning lanes there. So that shouldn't be too much of an impediment. But also, those that are going to be coming north off the Western Arterial, people will see that there's a new sweeping lanes going around there towards Smithfield as well. So the intersection is going to be a lot bigger than what it currently is. There will be, you know, there will be multiple turning lanes in multiple directions. And, you know, it's all being built for the end result. And the end result is that the bypass will be there and the traffic will split and it will go in different directions. And the planners assure me that you know, that all this work has been done. They know the numbers. They've done the computer modelling. They assure me that the end result will get to where we want, which will be people will be able to get through that whole area in quite a reasonable time.
Let's go to the round, the overpass, which is what's the name of the street there? The
McGregor
Road. Are there lights actually getting traffic onto and off the overpass, or is it straight up onto it?
You'll go straight up onto it, I believe. But at that little, there's a new there's an intersection there, so that whole area is sort of under development. So where KFC and all the campus shopping centre and everything there is on McGregor Road, there's people will see area being cleared there. There's going to be new commercial buildings go in there, and I think there's even talk of a service station and other fast food places. So council and main roads have agreed to put a set of lights at the entrance to the current campus shopping centre.
Yep.
Because there's going to be a lot of traffic that's going to be coming on and off McGregor Road, so there will be signalisation there, but I don't believe there's any to actually get onto or off the bypass itself. No.
All right, now, green lights all the way into Cairns. Can you step us through this? Okay, I've just gone out to the overpass there at McGregor Road. I'm heading down towards Caravonica. What happens at the Caravonica or adjacent to the Caravonica roundabout?
So if you're going to go down the Captain Cook, you'll have two sweeping lanes to your left, which will be constantly on a green arrow.
Okay.
So you'll just turn and go, and the only you might have to give way for traffic coming through the intersection or something like that if it's the usual sort of merging onto an arterial. If you're going straight ahead, as in heading down towards Redlinch, you'll come up against obviously the green red light, and you'll wait your turn and go through the signalisation that way. But that's also two lanes going through that way, and that's two lanes all the way out currently to the Caravonica School. And where it comes back to one lane. And we're obviously planning for the rest of that, as we speak. They're doing the work now on that other one.
Now, that means you wouldn't get a red light till you got to what, Johnson's Farm Mart?
That would be right, yeah. Yeah, that's the next set of lights along there. Mm. And look, we don't know what the future looks like because that whole highway now is now part of the federal road package. So there's a lot of planning work happening at the moment on what the new Captain Cook Highway looks like. That includes what does the new Machens and Holloways and Yorkies intersections look like? Will they stay as roundabouts? Will they go to flyovers? Will they go to whatever? That's all now being worked up by the department. We'll see that work will start to happen over the next couple of years.
Are you keen on flyovers?
Oh, look, mate, I'm keen on anything that gets the traffic moving.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, there's no doubt. And look, I know there's been a lot of talk about, why there wasn't a flyover at Caravonica, and I'd sat down with the department endlessly talking about that one. And I was, there's no doubt about it, that the issues around flooding was the one, and they were able to put a very strong case to me as to why they physically couldn't do it. They wanted to do a flyover as well, but, it just couldn't happen because of what the impacts would have been on all those buildings around it, like Skyrail and a range of others. We all know what it's like when it floods in there. It's pretty horrendous. So, anyway, it is what it is, and we'll certainly make it work. There's no doubt about that. The other one of importance is Main Roads pointed out to me the other day, there work's about to start there in at North Cairns. So when you come into North Cairns and you come past that dreadful area of the airport where you've got the school zone and three lanes merging into two and the airport drive, and everyone knows that spot. The work will start within the next couple of months to extend that third lane all the way in down past the Tobruk Pool, which will mean that more traffic will be able to flow through that on the inbound lane. That work will be that will be done during the dry season, so it'll be up and running before the next wet season starts. That will just allow more cars to get through that spot. It'll still be the 40Ks, but more cars will get through because three lanes will get through now rather than two. So we're hoping that might buy us a bit of time while we work on the bigger project, obviously, of the big federal road.
Why can't that 40K zone be addressed? It is the bane of so many motorists, and people say it's irrational. We could have something over the top or something underneath. There's, a dozen kids using it. There's a lollipop lady. There's lights. Why can't that 40K zone be addressed?
Obviously, we've worked, around that one for some time. It's been a strong position from the not from Catholic education themselves, but certainly from the school about keeping the zone there. And so Main Road just respected their wishes. But certainly from a, you know, from a planning perspective, you know, it's, you know, if you went to university as a road planner, that area of ground would be a perfect one to study, because when you think about it, you've got this absolute bottleneck that comes through an area of, you know, 100 metre wide space where you've got a railway line, a road to the airport, no alternative road past at all. You know, if there's an accident at that airport drive intersection, you've just got absolute gridlock that goes for 10 k's.
Yeah.
You know, it's a historical thing, and then there's a range of things that have gone in there, the pedestrian crossing, the school zone, so many things. We've now got a chance to fix it properly once and for all, and that will be as that federal road funding comes through, as it comes up Sheridan Street from the port, and it will come all the way out to the Smithfield roundabout, where we can properly once and for all fix that to make it so you can get into town. I sat in traffic yesterday for over an hour trying to get into town at that time. I feel everyone's pain as well.
Just one final point. I think you said from Caravonica to Redlinch, two lanes all the way. What's the future programming for the Kamarunga Bridge?
So planning is currently happening right now. So they've been out doing all the soil sampling and everything you've got to do as part of all that sort of planning works. So we're prepping all that ready to go for what a new bridge looks like. So we've got, so we can get that fully costed, get all the planning drawing up for it, as well as the duplication from the bridge up to the Caravonica School. So that work's happening, but it's not funded for construction yet. That is, you know, the next part of my job as a member, and organisations like Advanced Cairns and Council and everyone that, you know, obviously advocates to Mark Bailey and the state for money. So, but the department's doing a good job. They're getting their ducks in a line. You know, it takes a while to plan a big bridge like that one. So we want to make sure that we get all that work completed before we, you know, start hitting Treasury up for the dollars and cents to turn it into concrete and steel.
Oh, Carol at Caranda has just called in and said, please ask Craig Crawford, is there any update on the bridge at Caranda, the Barron Bridge at Caranda?
Yeah, so I can give an update on that. And yeah, thanks, Carol. That being built in 63, old bridge, mostly steel construction, and they found that there were a number of issues with the welds on that bridge. We're talking like over 1,000 or more welded sections. It's going to stay as it is at the moment for at least another 6 months. That is because there's concerns about opening up the dual lanes with the heavy transport that goes across it, the stress that is placing on that steel structure underneath. They're working through that structure underneath, so they'll see contractors up there over the next 6 months. They're moving through those, and they're doing some repairs as they're moving along. And they're also there's also money now there for them to plan what a new or upgraded bridge looks like. So I can assure everyone up there is no intention whatsoever to close that bridge. Mm. What we are working on now is how do we buy it time and enough time so that we can build the replacement, or can we do something to extend the life of it out another 20 or 30 years? And they're doing that work right now, but we are not going to shut that bridge, guaranteed, mate.
This has been very comprehensive, Craig. Thank you.
No worries, mate. Anytime.
That's Craig Crawford. He's the member for Barron River. No, he's the minister for everything. And giving us a very comprehensive picture of what's going on those northern beaches. Very interesting indeed, actually. And also now, if you're up at Caranda or travelling to and from on the Range Road, you get a bit of a picture of what the future holds, another 6 months of what you've got at the moment. And we'll see what's going to be happening after that, before the end of that 6-month period.